Yeah, it's definitely full moon, and Mercury is in retrograde right now, just in case you guys didn't know.
Thank you. Ask the Zodiac.
I didn't
I did
know
not know
that.
That.
Now I do. My life has changed for the better.
Yeah.
That's why there's a lot of assholes everywhere.
I thought it was just because it's spring, and spring's actually here.
Possibly.
Yeah, we had a 73-degree day last week.
Oh, you fucking bastard.
I know, we're at 50, but then it rains for 7 hours, and then floods our entire state.
Hey, we could be Nebraska. Could be worse.
That's true. Nebraska is fucked right now.
I don't know if you know this, but, like, TRB, I mean, there was a video of, like, somebody, like, got out of their car and was like, oh, there's tons of water, and they literally filmed a bridge, like, being swept away just slowly. Just the bridge went slowly to the left, slowly to the left, off into the distance. It's like, huh, well, shit.
Yeah, it's about time they had something to fucking do in Nebraska. Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville.
Did your hip brace come in?
Oh, God damn you.
Do you love it? Is it so worth it?
Am I wearing it right now? Yes, go fuck yourself.
Just drinking beers, rocking your hip brace.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're up kind of late, Ranty.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Isn't it past your bedtime?
Where we fucking
surprise the
go.
Nurse. Surprise the nurse let you have access to the internet after dying.
Where we fucking
just
go.
Roasting his old ass on open fire.
Yeah. On this episode of Welcome to Rantyville.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Welcome to Rantyville,
with appearances
everybody.
By your dad.
Oh, my God. Tyler's here. Ranty's here. Heather's here.
It's
the whole gang.
Yeah, it's population 3 plus you once again.
Heather's not pregnant that we know of.
I'm not, and I'm drinking vodka tonight.
Oh.
VCRs?
It's a VB, vodka and Bang. It's an energy drink here. It has super creatine in it.
No. I know what that is, and why are you drinking that? You will have a heart attack and die.
Because I am a champ. I'm a fucking champ. It is one of those things. My Mr. D, who is also here tonight playing Warframe or something like that over yonder. He
over
said that
yonder.
Over yonder in the easy chair.
I gotta say, in Iowa terms, that's generally used for across the field.
Yeah. he was telling me about this Bang energy drink though, and he said that the guy that created it was just like, he goes up to a bunch of like very smart people and he's like, okay, put as much of all of this stuff that you legally can into this energy drink and just fucking do it. Like, I don't think it's FDA regulated yet, and I think as soon as the FDA gets involved, it's gone. But Purple Haze Bang is amazing. It has CoQ10, super creatine.
It has more than 3 cups of coffee in it. You will die.
It's intense.
Wait a minute.
I drink a couple of
Purple Haze Bang sounds like something you do on a one-night stand after you smoke a giant joint.
That's, I was going to say something you got from Colorado, but that worked too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Just I'm going to play it safe with my old trusty friend, Corona in a can.
Cracking the cold.
That's right. Go from the cold open
sound.
To the cold brew.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you?
Heather, I clearly remember you used to tell, one of the things you mentioned on the show was you used to drink the giant silos of Monster, and you were like, you'd get towards the end and your chest would start to hurt. I feel like this is the same path.
I would get
just
so
in one can.
I know, I'd get so fucking giggly on that too. I'm just like laughing the whole time. The very first episode that Ranty and I did, I remember listening to it again, and I'm just like, all I did was cough, clear my throat, and giggle the entire time. And I was drinking vodka and Monster. But this one, I'm much more mature now. This is like 2 years later. 3 years later?
Three.
I don't even
yeah,
know how
it's been a while.
That's crazy.
By the end of the show, it's going to be just like you came in.
If I don't talk to you guys, just know that I'm being resuscitated by my husband.
Just hear the sound of somebody. It's like, oh, she's having a seizure. She's just on the floor, flapping. Clear! Clear! All right, guys, what did I miss?
And yeah. at least we'll get some great audio from Mr. D going, was it that bang I gave you? Babe,
you shouldn't have banged so hard.
You banged too hard.
Is this seizure a result of that bang you had earlier?
I'm going to have to say yes. That's the problem. But yes, it was the bang. It's crazy. Okay, sorry. Complete subject change. I am very angry at you guys for not being awake last night at like 3 o'clock in the morning. The reason why I asked if you guys were up is because my mother told me she's a flat earther. Please pray for me. I need thoughts and prayers right now in this time in my life.
Wait. Oh, my God. I am so glad you said that.
Wait, why? No, why are you
so glad you said that?
It hurts a lot.
No. So in my notes here, because I actually prepared for this episode, I have three words.
What a nerd. Here. Your dad was right.
Oh, go fuck yourself. No, I have three words right here that either are going to make you go, what the fuck, laugh uncontrollably, or maybe question science. It's not going to be the third one, just for the record. These three words are behind the curve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Color me interested.
Uh-huh. All right. I have the broad paintbrush out, and boom, you're interested. Behind the curve is in all honesty, a well put together documentary on Netflix right now that documents flat earthers.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You'll be saying that and a lot more, honestly, in the first like 2 minutes.
So is it pro flat earther, or is it like, look at these fucktards?
It is.
Well, it's on Netflix, so it must mean it has a budget, therefore it can't be pro flat earth.
It is pro flat earth, however.
What the fuck?
I look, this guy claims that he's like some, you know, celebrity now because of this. He wears a shirt that says, I am Mark Sargent. And, you know,
of course.
People come up and they go, are you really Mark Sargent, the flat earther? And he's like, you're damn right I am, bro.
And they spit in his face.
Yeah, exactly. But
and fuck his wife.
Oh, no. That's one thing you learn in the documentary. In the flat earther realm, there are no wives. There are only ex-wives and ex-girlfriends. That's it. There is no current relationship status to speak of.
Of course. I mean, obviously.
I mean, there's...
What would you do if your partner that you've been together with for so long was just like, yeah, so the earth's flat, or the earth is flat, right? Like, you understand that.
I just imagine it's like you're laying in bed together, like maybe you just made love, and it just turns as like, oh, what are you thinking about, honey? It's like, oh, you know, I think the world might actually be flat. And that just impending horror on your face is they're like, no, hear me out. I read a thing on Facebook. The earth, they can't prove it. It's flat. Like, it's 100% flat. I can show you a video. And they get up, and in your head you're just like, I knew it would end this way. I knew.
That is exactly what I hate so much about the internet. I love the internet. It is this massive, magical, glorious place. However, it gives these people a fucking platform to get other crazy people involved and to just solidify their not thinking.
Yeah.
It's so, oh my God.
The worst thing the internet ever did was give everyone a voice. And that's good, but it's also bad because then you have these people who get together and go, hey guys, I think the earth's flat. I think Earl is up to something. We should all talk about this and let everybody in our family know, and maybe two of those people will then tell two of their people, and before you know it, we got 20 people.
Yeah, it's like 12 o'clock at night, and my mother texts me a link to a flat earth video on YouTube, and I'm just like, oh my God, I just can't anymore. I just can't.
Yeah, see, and
how does that compile with God?
I don't know. I can't click on it. I'm not going to ask her about it. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't know how her religion and flat earth is mixing in her brain. Because obviously these people, like my mother, have just decided to take all kinds of thought and reasoning and scientific evidence and just throw it out the window and say, no, I know more than these people.
Everyone's mom at some point was like, I got an email about this. And you were like, uh-huh, that's funny, but like, okay, whatever. And now it's just Facebook, social media, all that. And you're like, it never stops. It never fucking stops.
Fuck YouTube. No, people over 50 should not have access to the internet. I'm sorry. But if you're over 50 and you're listening to this, you get a pass because you clearly know what's going on. But good Lord.
Great. I only have 10 years of internet left. Thanks.
I wouldn't say that. It's just people need to realize, like, you remember when they used to post stupid stuff in the newspaper that was, you know, letter to the editor, and some guy would be like, well, you know, those Jews are doing something and blah, 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 blah. It's just like that. It's just people making YouTube videos and writing things on Facebook. That's, yeah. It's the same fucking thing. Just because you see it on Facebook doesn't mean it's fucking real.
Yeah.
Right? And then the problem is that hundreds of thousands of people see this, and they're just like, yeah, right on. We believe the same thing. Let's keep this going.
See, I think it's the best when you look at something like that on Facebook or YouTube, and it's like, this video has 15.2 million views. And then you look down, and it has 15 likes and, like, 14,000 thumbs down.
That's almost another problem, though, is that people who, like, disagree with these things and are like, no, you're a fucking idiot, like, they're still watching these things, and they're getting the views, and they're getting the ad revenue, and, like, just continuing and being like, I am making a difference, and we should all just be like, no, shut the fuck up, you're done. You're not allowed to anymore.
Yeah.
We're over it.
So,
You just have to laugh at these people and laugh in their face and shame them until they shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And so here's one of the funniest things about this particular documentary. And it's nothing to do with, you know, the main, like, two people that they follow around, and they have this massive conference where they sell tickets for $250.
That's fucking
for a Flat Earth International Convention. Yeah, but one of the speakers on this documentary is Commander Mark Kelly. Do you guys know who Mark Kelly is?
Astronaut, right?
Yeah, the bald guy that was on the space station for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's just like, yeah, I don't know where they're getting it from. I've I've seen it. I mean, it's just like I made Mrs. Ranty watch it with me. And she literally...
Hey, honey, you had a bad day, right? Like, just wait till you fucking watch
exactly
this.
Exactly right, sir.
Honey, I know work was bad, the kids have been dipshits, but, like, we are going to have a good time, and we don't have to drink or anything. We will, but we wouldn't even have to do that to have a good time, babe. I love you so much. I am so excited.
Yep. And it was literally just, what the fuck, about 100 times. And, you know, they're, oh, yeah, NASA and the government are lying to you. The Earth is flat, blah, blah, blah. But then so you got, you know, this guy who's been in space. He's seen the curvature of the Earth. You know, he's gone around it God knows how many hundreds of thousands of times. It's fucking round.
Mm-hmm.
But they decide they're going to do experiments to disprove the Earth is a globe. Every one of these experiments.
Just have a map.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing, too. Like, there's a guy who literally has a workshop, I guess in his basement is what it looks like, and he makes flat Earth models.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's basically a clock. But anyhow.
Of course.
Yeah.
There was some jagoff who was like, I'm going to make a rocket to go out into space and to prove for once and for all that it's flat. And he built up the whole thing. He, you know, was promoting the heck out of it. And then he eventually was like, oh, I got to work out some more things. And he never fucking went into space.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so one of the experiments they do, they spend $20,000 on this, like, super accurate gyroscope. And they do the math on it. So, you know, the Earth is 360 degrees. There's 24 hours in the day. So in 1 hour, this gyroscope should pick up 15 degrees of rotation. And they're saying, oh, no, 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 it won't possibly happen. It won't happen. It won't happen. Hour goes by. 15 degrees of rotation. Oh! No, 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 no. The experiment's flawed. It's flawed. So they put it in a... a tungsten tube or something like that to block what actually shows in a graphic as heavenly energies. It's just arrows going down. It doesn't tell you what these heavenly energies are, but, you know, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put it in this tube and they, you know, isolate it from the heavenly energies and they wait an hour and lo and behold, 15 degrees of rotation again. And so they're having like a barbecue. All these people have gotten together to watch the experiment. And the one guy kind of leans over and they're filming from a distance. You can see they're kind of zooming in on them. And the guy says, yeah, so the last two have showed 15 degrees of rotation. I mean, if this goes 3-4 hours again, I don't want to be the guy that has to make the announcement.
I love that the experiment, like, proved that they're idiots.
I love that it cost them 20 grand.
Yeah, that's amazing, too.
Yeah.
But you know the guy at the store was just like, oh, man, I love my job today.
Oh, yeah.
never going to fucking believe.
Well, and he probably saw these guys walking in with a shirt that said, I believe the Earth is flat or something. And immediately took the price gun and was just like, all right, 20,000, click. And it was really like a $500 gyroscope. So those guys walked in and they're like, oh, price went up. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to go get a loan at the bank. Come back. They got 20 grand. This guy's just like, you know what? Yeah, 20 grand. Deal. You got it.
You know, for you guys, I'll put this on sale. Normally, we charge 50 grand, but since you guys are preaching the truth, 20 grand, and that is a steal.
And he casually leaned in and whispered, I believe you. And then they walked out, and he went, no, I don't.
I can't wait to get in a plane and go across the Earth to a vacation that you dipshits paid for.
Exactly. Exactly. And then there's another experiment where they've put three boards. I think it's like a total of 4 miles apart. So the first board, and the second one at 2 miles, and the third one at 4 miles. And they get this really... They tried it with a laser, and they couldn't fucking figure it out. So that was great. But then they said, well, we'll simplify it. And we'll do it with a flashlight. So they put these three boards up, and they drill holes. It's 17 feet on all three of them. And they say, okay, it's... If the light is going to go straight through because the Earth is flat. See, they're on their walkie-talkies. Hey, what height is your light at? He goes, 17 feet. And the guy goes, I can't see you. He goes, all right, raise it up. Hold it up over your head. Boom. Light's coming through. And you can just hear the disappointment in his voice, and that's how they close it out. He's just like, he just goes, oh, that's not good. Oh, it's glorious. It's glorious. And I mean, these, like, they take a trip to NASA in Houston, and they're in this huge hangar with an Apollo rocket, and this one chick who's just a pretentious fake twat sits there and goes, I'm going to do something that's never been done before. So she's got her selfie stick going, and she just yells out in this empty hangar. It's just her and this other guy. The Earth is flat! That was good. That was good, wasn't it? There's nobody there to hear you. Who gives a shit? You know? It's like spitting racial slurs in your car.
Such a mess.
Yeah. I think I went too dark for Tyler. He got quiet.
I'm taking it all in of just the, I'm just imagining in my head, you know, she's in this hangar, she's looking at like all these amazing pieces of space technology, and she's like, nope, this is all bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all just for show.
Yeah, like I get a kick out of it. Like they're literally mocking NASA the entire time. They're like, oh, this display doesn't work. Oh, this mannequin has a broken stopwatch. I'm like, oh, just shut the fuck up already.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so funny.
People that are flat earthers have like most of them, a lot of them have not even been like outside of their country. We'll say these people have been in outer space.
Yeah.
Like you live here. You don't travel. These people have been in fucking outer space. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
it's a mess.
And then, like, the one guy drives to a place where the eclipse is happening. You know, one of the darkest points. And literally watches the eclipse himself. And then just goes, oh. Yeah, no, that doesn't prove anything.
Of course not.
What?
That should be a fucking rectangle on the moon instead of a circle.
Yeah, hang on. Let's. Here we go. I found the clip.
This is the entry. Whoa.
Okay, this is impressive because of magnitude of size. Wait. We're the only ones here. Does everyone see how big this is? We're the only ones here. I'm going to say something that's never been uttered in any NASA facility ever.
Oh, I can't wait.
The Earth is flat!
And it echoed. That was brilliant. What you're looking at.
Why is that brilliant?
It's brilliant.
The echo. It's brilliant.
You're a genius,
babe. The noise did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
It's so terrible.
Man, she's got
so terrible.
Such balls to go into NASA and say the Earth is flat. They don't care.
No.
They're drinking their coffee and being like, good for you. Good for you, lady.
They're sitting
there.
I make
so much more money than you. Who cares?
Exactly. They're like, yeah, your YouTube channel is cute. Pardon me while I monitor this drone we have on Mars.
Yeah. Who the fuck wakes up one day and they're just like, no, everything is a lie. The Earth is flat.
Yeah.
Clearly this. Oh my God. Thank God.
It's just flat people
Earth.
Who need some kind of something in their life to like grab onto. Like it's the same people who do. It's not so much drama, it's just like, just imagine going to your boring life, your 9-to-5 every day, and you're just like, but wait, what if, like, I spend all my time talking about this great conspiracy, and I meet with other people, and I do research, and blah, 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 and next thing you know, your boring life doesn't seem so boring, because you made something up and pulled it out of your ass.
Yep.
And there's
psychiatrists, and people psychoanalyzing them like as a separate part, and they're like, yeah, you know, you can pretty much just not believe what 99.9% of people do. That's fine, but it's when you try and make them alter reality to suit the 0.1%, that's when there's some kind of an ego problem.
Oh yeah, they're disassociated as fuck. They live in a completely different reality. I'm just very glad that flat earthism is not hereditary. Thank God.
Be careful, it could skip a generation.
I know, my kids are going to be like, Mom, did you know?
Beat it out.
The Earth is flat. Like, you're not allowed to see Grandma anymore.
Nope. But yeah, so going back to the start of it, and then we'll move on. I said you're, like, weirded out in the first 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, this guy's, like, I don't know, maybe early 50s. And he's living with Mom, of course. And Mom is making him a wonderful dinner. When the show starts, she is making little Marky some chicken noodle soup, and you see it. She's scooping it into a little like a mug, and then she's also making him iced applesauce.
Iced applesauce?
Yes.
That's such a neckbeard thing. Is this a neckbeard guy?
No, I don't know. Iced applesauce sounds good. It just if it wasn't coming from his mom, like if it was like. If it was like, I went to, like, this restaurant, and they were like, do you want some iced applesauce? And I was like, oh, fuck it. Sounds good. But the fact that it's like, his mom just, yeah, it hurts me. It physically hurts me.
Yeah.
It sounds like iced applesauce is something they serve on the kids' menu. They're like, oh, your parents will let you have sugar and ice cream for dessert, so here's some iced applesauce. You can have some crayons also.
Like, it's hey, something you would
try to be healthy.
Yeah, you give that to a child when they're teething, maybe.
Yeah.
But, so the kicker was, I'm like, what the like, Mrs. Ranty and I are looking at each other, just like, I'm asking her, do you know what the fuck iced applesauce is? I have no idea. So I stop watching it on the phone for a second. I go to Google, and we all know you can find anything on Google. Mm-hmm. I could put in Trump fucking a unicorn, and it'll be the same image for the first 15,000 results.
And what a glorious image it'll be.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for the internet.
But I found nothing for iced applesauce.
That's insane.
The first thing, the first never hit. Not. Yeah, I know. Google. His mommy dumbfounded Google. And literally the first one that actually mentions iced applesauce is somebody tweeting about this fucking documentary. And saying, this dude's mom is making him iced applesauce, and I have no idea what the fuck it is.
That's amazing. I hope to God that he becomes famous for iced applesauce and not flat earthing.
Yes,
I would agree. That's amazing.
No, let him be famous for flat earthing, because the intro you just described, like, it sounds incredibly painful that the first thing you think of when you meet this guy is flat earther, lives with mom, makes, like, comfort food that you would make a child. Like, those three things.
Exactly.
He's a fucking
go hand in hand in hand.
Yep, that's pretty much it. It sets a precedent and it follows through. Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, yeah, it's, again, I was just, somebody mentioned it on the radio and they're like, yeah, I can't believe this shit. And I'm like, alright, I'm game. I'm 5 minutes in and I'm like, it's one of those shows that you hate yourself for watching, you know, because you know you're not going to get that 90 minutes back. But yeah. Then at the same time, you're like, all right, now I know what to say when somebody walks up to me and goes, hey, believe the earth is flat? Oh, are you Mark Sargent? Oh, my God. Yeah.
We should get shirts. We should make shirts to say, I am not Mark Sargent.
Yeah.
That'd be
well, fun. None of us look like fat neckbeard, so I feel like we'll be okay.
Yeah.
I kind of resemble a neckbeard.
No, you don't.
Ask,
I could.
All right. Time out. Ask Mr. D, babe, do I look like a neckbeard? We need conclusive evidence.
Okay, just a second. I'm going to go over to him. He's on Warframe right now.
Oh.
Mr. D.
Interrupt the gaming.
He's talking to his friend. Do I look like a neckbeard? Do I look like a neckbeard? Just say yes.
Yes.
We all heard you say, I'll blow you if you say yes.
You didn't see, she was making a wanking motion with her hand, and he was like, okay, sure.
That's why this is all audio and not video.
Am I a neckbeard? Air quotes, makes handy motion.
I don't know why that would be the hill to give a hand job on, so to speak. Like, if you answer this question, that makes me sound really stupid. Like, I will totally give you a handy.
Yeah. Both of our listeners are going to hold you to that handy now.
No. Hey, Mr. D get a handy? I don't know. Well, I'm not listening next week if he didn't get a handy.
And yeah, if you have any questions, yeah. If you have any questions as to whether or not the handy promise was fulfilled, at Jake's Happy Place. Ask yes. Mr. D right which, there.
Which I will tell you guys, I am so disappointed in Mr. D, because that is a funny Twitter handle, and he is not an active person.
I haven't been active either. Work stressed me the fuck out. But
I get it.
I'm drinking now. I got the day off tomorrow. I'm good. I'm in a happy place. In a happy place.
Randy's happy place.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I was in a not so happy place earlier when I looked at my caller ID. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, it's a friend of mine who you know I keep up with, but it's not a you know an everyday phone call. But he apparently replied to one of these you know, become a financial advisor and make $100,000 your first year Craigslist ads.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, it's the worst. Yeah. It's just like, hey, man, you know, you think you might be able to carve out like 45 minutes for me, say, tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? And I'm like, what?
Of course.
What? Hi, how are you? Haven't talked to you in a while. No. How are things? Ugh. Yeah, just let him go to voicemail now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Hey, bud, we should catch up and you know, I like having a lot of money. Do you like having a lot of money? Remember that time where we were hanging out and drinking beer? What if we had a whole bunch of money and we only had to work part time? We should really catch up. And I have a PowerPoint that I'd love to show you. No reason, please call back. Bye.
Did you hack my voicemail?
No, I just assume that all pyramid schemes sound somewhat alike.
Yeah, yeah, they do. That they do, because, God, I love the guy. Great guy. Great father. Great family man. But, fuck, like, know your boundaries, dude.
He's trying, but at the same time, it's like, you got to know that this is not, you know, these type of things don't just suddenly fall into your lap and it's like, oh, God, some random stranger on Craigslist said I can make $1 million. He's totally going to help me with that.
Yeah. Or, you know, I should bypass my my own father, who has like 30 years of financial advising. I should just be like, you know what? Fuck you, Dad. I'm going to go with this guy who just started 2 weeks ago, but he's on pace to make $10,000 this millennia.
The guy I used to get shit-faced with after work, he knows what he's talking about, mm-hmm. Dad.
Yep. I mean, shit. And quite honestly, they've bugged me for a long time with these. I mean, shit, going back when ex from... Shit, many, many years ago, and I split, and, you know, you meet a girl, you have a little fun, you know, maybe she puts your dick in her mouth, but, yeah, so, like, you know, move back home, and single, and I get a phone call, and I see the caller ID, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's random, but this girl used to blow me all the time. I wonder what she's up to. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I was wondering if you wanted to meet up. And I'm like, yeah. And
gonna get my junk touch.
Yeah, yeah. And then the premise of said meeting comes up. And, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I've got an HIV test that day or, you know, something.
Hard pass.
And she called like 3 more times and left voicemails. And I'm like, come on, just get the fucking hint. Worst. Yeah. Sorry, I just kind of killed the buzz of the show with,
Oh, no,
it's fine. I mean, the HIV test thing did not bring it down at all.
Yeah. No, we are very topical podcast. You know, if we're still recommending movies, I've been told that, the Spider-Verse movie is something I have to check out. And I got made fun of for not watching it by somebody. I don't want to name names who, but apparently I suck because I didn't watch it in Venom.
Hey, don't feel alone. Somebody slid up in my DMs and shit-talked and chastised me for like a full fucking week.
You know
what a jerk.
I don't know. I tried to block them, but they were like, no, it's your co-host. You can't block them.
You literally cannot get rid of me.
It's like a...
Yeah, seriously?
You're my Skype wife.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ, we have a lot of kids.
Oh my God, yeah, that'd be like 5 kids. How insane is that?
I mean, it's a basketball team at least.
It's true. Seriously, though, watch those fucking movies or I'm never talking to you guys and you're dead to me.
Spider-Verse is on the docket for tomorrow. Don't worry.
Good.
Don't worry.
Good. And Venom?
Yeah, that one I can't watch with the kids. Quick,
you can't. No, you cannot.
So quick side note. I've already reserved Spider-Verse at the Redbox, but something really awesome was brought to my attention this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you can buy movies at the Redbox?
Ooh, I've seen like the $5 used video thing. We've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just
did. You buy it?
No, I didn't buy it because it just hit. I think Tuesday, But I picked up a copy of Ready Player One on Blu-ray for $3.99.
I still have not seen that.
Read the book. I know. I'm telling a mother of two, three, excuse me. Sometimes four, yes, depending on what kind of mood Olive's in, to read a book.
Sometimes five.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she wants to drink a glass of wine and read a book when the kids are put to bed, or maybe she wants to do a podcast and drink vodka and bang.
Drink vodka and bang.
Vodka and bang.
That's my new catchphrase.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, "Let's drink vodka and bang." Just kidding.
Your husband's ears just not picked wear up. That. And then you point to the can and he's like, "Oh, shit. Okay."
Well, I can tell you one thing about that catchphrase. You just named the episode.
Yay!
That's right. Welcome to Rantyville, episode whatever the fuck number this is. Let's drink vodka and bang.
That's amazing.
Oh boy, if that doesn't get the fucking downloads.
I have a movie that I want to recommend and talk about a little bit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this movie the other day, and I think the viewers and you guys might enjoy this especially. The film is called Intruder, and it's a 1989 slasher film. What
yes.
makes this film special and all that stuff? Practical effects made by the same guys who brought you Evil Dead, and more importantly to you and the audience, it takes place during the third shift at a retail supermarket.
Yes!
Oh, I'm
that's amazing.
Sold. I'll take two.
Where do you find this? Where do you find this?
So there is a website called Tubi, T-U-B-I,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically one of those we show movies and TV shows for free, but you have to watch ads. Kind of like how Hulu is if you don't pay like the extra
or like
whatever
a Crackle.
Yeah, exactly. Crackle. They have a really good movie selection compared to Netflix. Like Netflix's horror selection is garbage, whereas this has all the classics like Toxic Avenger, Chopping Mall, all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, this movie's on there, and the basic plot is these people are closing up third shift, and you know, there's some young people, there's some older people, and they're stocking shelves and such, and this girl's ex-boyfriend shows up. He just got out of jail, and he's obsessed with her. Well, they get him out of the store somehow, but there's somebody running around killing people of the third shift at the Market Grove Market. Who is it? What are they? Who knows? You'll have to watch to find out. But it's practical effects, so like heads get crushed and blood squirts everywhere. Somebody's head gets crushed in the cardboard crushing machine, which most retail stores have one in the back if they do enough business.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of stuff, including some supermarket kills. But if you've worked retail, you probably recognize some of this stuff. I made my good buddy Syndic watch it. Syndic, shout out to you, my my homie from another mother, the peanut butter to my jam.
What up, Syndic? Long time.
Right?
Yes. What up, you big dick mother trucker? Anyway, I made him watch it, and he was just in love with it because, you know, again, he works third shift, and so you get this, you know, everybody's friends, you have the midnight break for lunch, and everyone's just, you know, fucking around and stuff, only there's a killer in the mist.
I love how midnight is lunchtime for third shifters. I mean, I hate it, I'm sorry, that's crazy, but midnight, lunch. Because Ranty eats his lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Dinner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, even when I, you know, get in there at 5 a.m. Thank God for DoorDash.
Yeah, and thank God for hip braces.
Oh, Heather. Oh, I am so coming to Iowa just to show up and slash your tent that you pitched at 4 a.m.
I know. I cannot wait to do that. It's finally getting warm enough. I can do that.
I'm psyched because there's a little Ranty and Big Ranty camping trip coming up soon. And, yeah, I bought all kinds of new gear. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's fantastic.
Because, you know, when it's just you and your child, you need an 8-person tent.
Of course, for all of the commodities that you need to camp.
Correct.
Lots of toilet paper.
You guys have a switch too.
Does a bear shit in the woods? I don't know, but a Ranty bastard does.
He might.
Just make sure you bury it.
Or just put a little flag on it.
Yeah. Maybe it out for nature.
Maybe I'm proud of that soft serve sculpture.
Go for it.
All right, so well, it's funny, we talk about poo, and the name of this movie you're talking about is Intruder, because so Tyler, last time you were on the show, you were very adamant about eating the booty.
I have to do something.
Oh God.
Okay. I'm going to send something to the Twitch, or not Twitch, the Twitter group chat we have.
Okay.
And I would like one of you, you can Rochambeau to see who it is, to read these lyrics to this song. God. Because we are about butts and stuff, so I feel like this would be a perfect time.
All right.
I am already volunteering Randy for Hank Hill to read As Man Lyrics by Gun.
Oh, boy. All right, hang on. Let me just take a swig of this beer.
I love it so much. Oh, love it so much.
God damn it, that's delicious. Hey, I sound like Heather. Ham haw. God damn.
With my neck beard.
What we have here, folks, is a song called Ass Man. These apparently are the Billy Gunn lyrics from The Wrasslin'. This might sound weird coming from Hank Hill, but you didn't see everything on the show. There were some edited bedroom scenes. I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man. Yeah. I love to love 'em. I love to kick 'em. I love to shove 'em. God damn you, Tyler. I love to stick 'em. Love to flaunt 'em. I love to watch 'em. I love to pick 'em. And I'm gonna kick 'em. Cause I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man. Yes, I'm an ass man. I think we get it, but I'm an ass man.
You gotta read the next set of you don't have to read the chorus, but you have to read the next set of lyrics.
Okay. Jesus Christ. So many asses, so little time. Only a tight one can stop me on the dime. I'm a lover of every kind. The best surprises always sneak up from behind. Okay. First of all, I hate you. I fucking hate you.
That's a real song.
Oh, I know. I remember Billy Gunn. Jesus. Come out with his, you know, lips and ass and shaking around. Come on. I mean, like, it was already odd enough to watch a bunch of men, you know, just jump around and flip and land on each other and, you know, basically pleather underoos. But then you got a guy that comes out, and his whole gimmick is to shove the underoos right up to the camera.
He's an ass man.
He's an ass man.
Clearly.
God.
Buns of glory, buns of steel, your lies won't give away the truth of how I feel. You walk behind me, I feel the heat. That's why the girls don't walk behind me down the street. I'm an ass man.
Jesus.
That is pure poetry.
Oh, God. So as if I didn't preface this poorly enough with, you know, poop and intruder.
And that song.
And, you know, Tyler's little ditty that he so graciously dug up.
His theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just begin this. I have never told this story, but like, two of my closest friends ever. Closer than you guys.
That hurts, but okay.
Mrs. TRB just found out about this story. And she wasn't, you know, disgusted or anything. She just kind of looked at me and goes, so why in the fuck did you feel the need to tell me that?
I can't wait.
Yeah, and really, it was just so she didn't find out by listening to the show. You know, and just have this morbid look on her face when she comes home and go, we need to talk. Okay? Hang on. Fuck. Let me just finish this beer.
It's that bad.
Again, I told you, I have not told anybody this story. So, in the words of the great Vitruvius from the Lego movie, hold on to your butts. So, years ago, I had moved back closer to my hometown, and the ex and I split up. So I'm off on my own, and particular job I was in, I often got called to other stores to put out fires or, you know, help them get ready for inventory, which was the case this particular time. So I was asked to go up and spend about a week at this one store. I said, okay, yeah, that's no problem. I can do it, boss. And I go in, and, you know, like the second day I'm there, this girl walks in, and, you know, she works there. She's, you know, she's cute, and she's awfully flirty, like, right off the bat. She's like, oh, hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's so-and-so. Oh, okay, hey, how you doing? And, you know, at this point, like, I'm here to do a job. So I'm not really thinking, you know, of, hey, you're cute. Yeah, you know, want to fuck? Although I, you know the answer now had I done that. But, so get towards the end of it, and everything's done, and then Tyler drops some shit.
Sorry.
No, quite all right. I mean, like, I didn't fucking throw half the studio around before the show started, and you guys are like, what the fuck? Is it an earthquake?
It got cold in here.
Oh, time to go for
I
the blankie.
I had to shut the window. Yes.
Oh, shut. Wait a minute.
Continue.
How fucking cold is it that you had the window open?
I got real hot, and now it's cold, so I'm shutting the window.
Okay, good. Well,
we've been in, like, the 40 and 50 degree weather. Like, this is like, tank top and shorts and sandals weather.
Okay. Well, at least I'm glad to hear you were getting cold, because I did not want to hear you were getting hot from this story.
Well, you haven't even gotten any of the good parts.
No, so. I haven't.
Just wait. There's still time.
Jesus. You won't need your Viagra after this one, sir. So it comes to the end, we do the inventory and everything, and I'm helping wrap everything up, and she comes up and she goes, so you can be sticking around? Nah, you know, go back to my store starting next week, you know, of course, take the weekend off. She said, oh, well, what are you doing tonight? Nothing. Oh, well, I mean, would you want to come over and, you know, maybe have a beer? And it's coming off very harmlessly, so I'm like, you know what? Why not? I don't have any plans. So I go over, sit inside, have a beer, and she's like, well, maybe we should go out to the patio, because my son is sleeping in the room next to the living room in her apartment.
Red flag.
Oh, the flag goes really high up the pole when she tells me that he's 13.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, okay, that could, you know. And it, again, at this point, I'm not thinking things are going there. So, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I guess it could be awkward for a 13-year-old to walk in and just see a random dude sitting there drinking beer with his mom. You know, mm-hmm. And either wondering, like, oh, fuck, is this going to happen again? Or, you know, is that my dad? Or, yeah, I don't know. The answer is definitely not. But, so we go out and we sit on the patio. And, you know, we're just drinking, having a good time. And, as conversations often will do between a drunk man and woman, they turn mildly sexual. She tells me point blank, hey, look, you want to, you know, go aside and fuck? Again, the answer 99% of the time is yes. When there's a 13-year-old boy, I'm just not particularly comfortable with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's on, you know, granted he's 5 years away, but it's like almost on the verge of an adult being there. Plus, I just don't want somebody to wake up and be like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? You know, in case this bitch doesn't know how to lock a door.
That's my mom.
What? Well, yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant your mom.
Oh, no, that's not my mom.
She's too busy trying to find out if the Earth's flat.
Yeah.
She's doing scientific research right now. That's not my mom.
Yeah, she's going to send you a text any minute. Here's some further research, and it's just going to look like a novel. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, yeah, Mom, I know who Mark Sargent is.
By the way.
Yeah. P.S. Watch this documentary and just fast forward to the end. You'll be disappointed. So she's, we can go back inside, you know. He won't bother us. I'm like, yeah, you're right, he won't, because I'm not going back inside. And so she suggests, there's nobody out here. I mean, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. She goes, what if we just go around the back of the apartment complex? Okay. I'm a classy guy.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
Again, sold. Well, again, had a few beers. And as we start walking around the corner and a few kisses here and there, I go, shit, I don't have any condoms. You know, again, not thinking this is where this was going to go. And
you were excited about those beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she then tells me, well, you don't have to wear a condom if you don't want to. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't play that game. And she goes, oh, no. Not for that reason. You can just fuck me in the ass.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you see why I had to preface this with the wife?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, again, not something I've ever done before. Not something I've ever done again.
So you did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can't deny it at this point.
Quit interrupting. I'm trying to get a good rhythm going here.
Jesus Christ. Look, man, just put it away for the spank bank later, okay?
I don't have a good memory. I gotta strike while the iron's hot.
I'm telling you, man, just make...
No, that's a great...
Yeah, make the deposit, do the withdrawal later, okay?
Y'all that's are ruining my stroke.
No, this is a podcast, Tyler. You can listen to the story as many times as you want to.
You're ruining my stroke. Jesus
Christ. Just spit!
Put on Ass Man. Put that in the background, and then...
That should, that should play it on repeat. Yeah, that should play in the background very quietly as I tell the story.
But it needs to be you and Hank Hill voice.
And saw us railing her in the butthole. we do the thing, and somehow she gets off. I understand the female anatomy very well. Gynecology has been a hobby of mine for years.
Obviously.
You don't say.
But I did not think that a woman could orgasm from that door.
I think that takes a very specific kind of woman. And that's not a very common kind of woman.
I don't know about that.
As a woman.
As someone who's eaten a lot of butts.
As a woman.
All right. Now hold on. The ranty dong in your tongue? Yeah, no. No comparison. I don't care if you can walk into a bar and lick your eyebrow, sir.
Aw, snap.
I'm just saying, there's some people like butt stuff. Just saying.
Yeah, I've met one.
A very specific kind of woman.
Yeah, I've met one.
Yeah.
So
one. Let's just say that one. Yes. You've met one.
Let us reiterate. Solo. Single. One time. Never again. So, do the deed. And, you know, I'm about to, and she just says, don't waste it. And I'm like, what? So she, I don't know if she ejects me or whatever, but she turns around and she wants to go ass to mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you see why I had to preface this story and just be like, honey, this is going to be out there. So, you know, just in case, somebody listens and they go, that time I was joking around and I called your husband a butt fucker. Yeah, now you know it's real. At least that one time on the backside of an apartment complex.
Why not?
So, yeah, so that happens and she stands up and she's pulling her pants up and I'm, you know, pulling mine up and... She says, oh, my God, that was so fucking good. Okay, all right, First time, I did it right. I can't get a word out of my mouth. Because the next thing I hear is a voice over my left shoulder.
Oh, God.
And I hear, it was all right. And I go, what? I'm at like mid-thigh pulling my pants up. I look over my shoulder. There's a guy standing there in the dark, readjusting his backpack onto one shoulder and just casually walks behind us and goes into the building next door.
Oh my God. And I just,
what the, where, how fucking long was he there? She's like, I don't know. I'm pressed up against the vinyl.
I'm getting pounded in the ass here. What the fuck do you want from
exactly.
me?
Exactly. You want me to get fucked in the ass and be a lookout too? I mean, come on. But I'm just like, I'm utterly dumbfounded that, okay, great. So the only time, obviously, that I've done this, I had an audience. And here mm-hmm. I was the whole yeah. time I'm concerned about her 13-year-old son. But no, some dude getting off from Burger King, because that's what's said on his hat, some dude that just got off shift work at Burger King is just casually walking home, and you know, I'm sure it was dark. I'm sure he didn't, you know, be like, hey, man, wrong hole. But...
Oh, you know he was just enjoying the show and having a smoke. I mean, come on.
I mean, look, so the thing I figure, though, is he had to have been there long enough to let the backpack, like, fall down to the elbow, at least. And just stand there?
Yeah, he was enjoying the show.
Yeah, and then he just, like, slung it back up over while he said it was all right.
You're just lucky that was, like, before the time of smartphones, because otherwise that would be all over the internet.
Oh, my God, my ranty ass all over the place.
Everywhere. It'd be retweeted 10,000 times.
Yeah, and I'd
be...
So many pimples. So many pimples.
It'd be on Tyler's computer.
No, it'd be like a 15-second clip. And then you would turn around, be like, what? And it would be on E-Fucked, and that would be about it.
Okay. See, and that's another thing about having Tyler on the show. He drops a new porn site every time.
No, E-Fucked sure. is like porn funny stuff.
It's porn, right?
Anything like
yeah, but it's like porn bloopers, stupid stuff. I'm going to go there right now and read off some stuff that's
no,
on
don't.
There.
No, we don't need to know.
Save the mystique
Sneakiest
for the
mom
listener.
On Pornhub. Porn scenes worthy of an Oscar, part 5.
Part 5, Jesus Christ.
Part 5.
Now we critique porn.
Some of it's real gross, but some of it's pretty funny. Oh, there's a video of a guy putting his dick in a hot dog bun.
I will never forget my college experience with Tyler Daniels, who showed me amputee porn once. That was amazing.
Oh my God.
It's just 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He's just like, you want to see this? And I'm like, oh yeah, of course I do.
Gosh, what's that?
It was the middle of the afternoon.
Hey, that was during that whole time of like, hey, there's extreme stuff on the internet. Let's not look away.
Jesus.
Yeah,
whatever happened to just
that was
watching
when
Faces
I watched...
of Death?
Exactly, that was when I watched Faces of Death. We're just like, let's just shock ourselves.
And then, you know, I tell that story and you're like, oh wow, no, I think I'll go watch Faces of Death instead.
Yeah, that was pretty intense, Randy. I see why you've only told 4 people now and now all of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, do I have some editing to do. But you know what? So let's get away from the in the dark, because that's technically what it mm-hmm. was. Let's bring it back up to light and happy, and let's just, you know what, listener, just forget like the last like 12 minutes. You don't
unless you're rock hard, which case just stroke harder.
You just absolutely don't need to approach any one of the 3 of us in public and go, hey, was that real? Yeah.
Wait, why would they approach me or Heather and be like, hey? Was that real? And I was like, I don't know.
Maybe it's an expose to find out who I really am. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy named Pete from Alaska.
God damn it. Yes, I'm Pete from Alaska. Pete mm-hmm. Pete Mitchell. My friends call me Maverick.
He's a goddamn stud.
Yeah. I'm smooth like Iceman.
So cool.
All right, so...
I heard ass man.
Oh, Jesus.
He's the ass... Literally, you're an ass man.
Yeah, yeah. You just had to know.
It happens.
It does. It does. All right, so I've spoken long enough, and quite honestly, Tyler, I'm giving you a tryout.
Okay.
You're getting a tryout on this one. Everyone's favorite bit, especially since I quit doing Uber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least for now. I mean, if I need show content, yeah, I'll go out and drive a little bit. But
we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. It's time for Dear Abigail, Fourth Grade Whore.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, Tyler, I'll read the title to buy you a little bit of time to pull it up. But this has to be done in, I mean, it sounds like a young lady, but you're going to do it in old lady voice.
Oh, you want me to read it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me go to my phone.
Yep.
Da-da-da-da.
So,
And this is why I send you the link.
Yes.
You sneaky Pete's.
From Alaska. The title of this one is Turn Down Once, Friend is Twice Shy to Pursue Romance.
So I picked this one specifically because I am a woman and you guys are not women. And I want to know the difference between our the way we see this.
Well, ladies have a hole and guys have a stick. There's less That's of true. One.
That's true.
Correction. Thank you. Correction.
Thank you. We like to fart a lot. Ladies don't. So there's lesson two.
Now hold on. I just need to go back and fact check you. If you didn't listen starting about 15 minutes ago, there's more than one hole.
To be fair, everyone has that other hole. Everyone.
But whenever you're ready, old lady Tyler, take this dear Abigail for a spin.
Okay.
Dearest Abigail.
Fourth grade whore.
Dear Abby, well, about a year ago, I confessed to one of my close guy friends that I liked him. He said he wasn't looking for a relationship. I haven't brought it up since. I have now found his roommate is interested in me. I politely declined his advances, but I can't help but wonder if the guy I like turned me down because he knew his roommate liked me. Even though it's been over a year since I confessed my feelings, there hasn't been a day I haven't thought about him. I have a gut feeling that he is where I'm supposed to be, but I don't want to make another advance if he doesn't want me to be anything more than friends. I'm afraid of ruining our friendship. We hang out in groups all the time and have deep conversations, just the two of us, but we've never hung out alone, and he doesn't initiate text messages or phone calls. Still, the connection we have when we're together is undeniable and can't be ignored. Should I tell him that I like him or risk being embarrassed again? Or should I stay quiet and live a life thinking, what if? What if he took me behind an apartment building and plucked me in the ass? And then I turned around and said, put it in my mouth. Sincerely, Mrs. Dangerously in Love of Aston Mouth.
Part of that was not included. It was at the very end.
Oh, it was absolutely in there. I see it right now.
It was in the butt of the letter, so to speak.
Jesus Christ. Now you see why I only told two people for the longest time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, now I have to, and just to back up a second, I can't remember if she had any vodka, because boy, if that wouldn't just go right together with the title of this show.
She probably did. We'll just say she did for the
No, rolls. She's drinking beer.
Oh yeah, were you guys drinking beer?
I remember she I
probably
was.
Probably a vodka and beer.
Yeah.
She's like, come over and drink some beers with me, big boy.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, baby. Yep.
You, at least you know she didn't have any Taco Bell. I mean, you would have known for sure if she had Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, it came out. Yeah, it could have been a very whistle,
harrowing experience.
Clean.
Anyway, so do you want me to read what Dear Abby said as well?
Okay. I think that Abby's is whatever. The answer is whatever. Doesn't even matter.
It's advice that you would get from the old Southern lady that Tyler sounded like.
You told me to do an old lady voice, and I fucking did it.
You did.
I heard the fucking pervert from Family Guy. Yes. That's what you sounded like.
What? No!
I got a Pepsi in my pocket, Chris. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And you I hang pictured out his all face the time. His entire
take off your shirt, no, fat ass.
I was doing the lady from Facts of Life.
What? No!
But, okay, so what I want to know, and from my viewpoint as a woman, is if a guy likes you, he lets you know. Like, if he doesn't like you, he also lets you know. As a woman, that's what I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of two things. It's friend zone or he's gay.
Yeah.
Because if she's putting it out there like that, and he's just saying, not so much.
Well, his friend could have, you know, been like, hey, I'd like to go on a date with this girl. And he's like, okay, I'll let you have your shot. I know that sounds weird, but...
Would you as a man, though, like, be like, okay, I like this girl, but I care so much about you, bro, that I'm going to let you try it out first?
Well, how many freaking movies have been made about where the guy, his best friend, is like, yeah, I'm going to take Jessica out on a date. And his head is like, I wanted to take Jessica out on a date. Then they go on a date, it doesn't work out, and a month or two later he goes, hey, do you care if I go out on a date with Jessica? And he says, yeah, sure, whatever. And then there you go. Bob's your uncle.
I kind of think, though, that, like, movies are whatever. Because there's a lot of porn movies, and none of that is
and
reality.
Flat Earth documentaries, apparently.
It's fuck true, that. So movies cannot be trusted. I think that if a dude likes a girl, he's going to pick the girl over his best friend. Because they're not having sex in the butt, and he wants to have sex with her butt. So,
I would not let this down.
I don't. It's not a bad thing. I come on here and I talk about eating ass. Heather talks about drinking vodkas and stuff. It's part of the group experience.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
that's what we're all about.
And I didn't realize it was a group experience. Like as it happened.
There you go.
I do, though. I know there's that whole saying, like, bros before hoes, but is that a real thing?
Depends on, I think depends it's on a, the brohood.
It's true. I mean, but, like, okay, so...
I don't think it's bros over hoes. Like, I don't think you, hey, bro, like, don't screw me over for that hoe. I think it's just like a, hey, I think Jessica's pretty cool. I want to go on a date with her. And it's like, go for it. And then if it doesn't work, you're like, well, me and Jessica want to hang out. So there.
I think, though, that like if he liked her that much, that he would not give her the opportunity to like date his friend. Because what if that did work out? Then he obviously just doesn't like her that much.
I think his friend would jump on it. I mean, not like physically like, hey, we're going to bone. But I mean, his friend would say, hey, I'm going to take Jessica out on a date instead of this kind of everything's up in the air bullshit. I'll say that.
Yeah. I mean, have you guys ever like broken up a friendship because of a girl?
No, can't say I have.
No, but I've broken up a friendship with a chick because we fucked.
Well, I mean, that happens because that's kind of a serious thing.
Yeah. Like, really good friends, like, hung out all the time, and then it was just like, hey, should we, and it was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then it was immediately, you know, we shouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, that really does happen.
Yeah.
That's happened. But, I mean, I honestly think that the dude just is not interested in her.
He's not. I mean, he doesn't initiate anything. He's turned her down. You know, and it sounds like politely because they're still friends. They're still hanging out. But, I mean, you know, it's also a year ago. Mm-hmm. She should be beyond this.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it's the attachment or the connection or just having somebody that she's really got to have, then why not? You know?
Yeah. I mean, like, she could have him as a friend or she could not have him at all. Because that's what happens is if you are a boy and a girl and you one person has feelings and the other doesn't, if you don't let go of it, then you guys just can't be friends. Because someone is always hurt.
Well, and there's that, and there's, I mean, there could just be animosity.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's a weird one, but you know, I just say, you know, he, I don't know, maybe he thinks that she's not good enough for that material, but she's a good friend. Or honestly, maybe he's, you know, through their friendship, told her some really dark shit about, you know, getting fucked in the ass behind an apartment complex, and he's like,
I mean, yeah.
Ooh, like, you're still cool, but I don't know if I ever want to hit that. I mean,
I don't know. I really am interested in the guy's perspective in this, because as a woman, I don't think it's too hard to. I don't want to say guys are easy, but like if a guy is interested in you, he lets you fucking know, you know. And if you even just smile at them the wrong way,
exactly,
then you know.
We're very simple creatures.
It's not hard to make a dude do what you want to make them do, you know? Like, that's why all of us are married. I mean, like, marriage is not a man's idea. It is a woman's idea.
Yeah, she just wants to lock up that dick of life.
Yeah, you're just like, this is mine now forever, and I control you now, you know? No, I'm just kidding. But,
no, you're not.
Yeah, I think that... That's what you think, but no, I don't even know. I think that this girl, he's just not interested in her. He's not, because men are very physical people. We can just say that. We can agree on that.
Oh yeah.
And it's not hard to get a dude, even a dude that is not interested in you, to be physical with you. So I think that he just does not like you.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if a dude knows he's going to get some. He could even bang, like, the 50-year-old, you know, whore that works, you know, like, you know, 10 doors down at the mall.
Exactly. And I'm like, proud of this guy for not letting it go any further and, like, not entertaining the idea with her just so he can get some with her. I think that's very upstanding, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, it's the line.
He made the choice not to ruin the group of friends, which is always good.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Well, and I'm really proud of that.
And he's living by the line from Jerry Maguire that you don't shoplift the pootie.
Of course. Yeah. Even if his friend is just an out, like, good for you for doing that and sparing her feelings. But yeah, please, girl, just move on. Find another dude. Date his friend, because it sounds like he's obsessed with you. That's wonderful. The best thing you can have is a guy that's obsessed with you.
Go for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're listening, Miss Dangerously in Love, which,
yes.
Yeah, you're so dangerously in love, but, you know, in a year you can't accept something, yeah, just move on.
Yeah, move on. In a year, if it hasn't happened, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I spent like 3 months pining over a chick. She didn't give me the, you know, the return interest. I moved on.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. So just do it. Fuck the roommate. Be loud.
What?
Make it awkward. And then just walk over.
Be happy.
Yeah, just walk over and say, could have been you.
And then slip your hair and walk away.
Yes.
And he's gonna be like, fucking yes. I'm so glad.
No. Be petty. And then the next conversation over, you know, like dinner the next night will be like, so, I heard you guys last night. Sounded like a lot of fun. Can we talk about the Eiffel Tower? Is that a thing? Can we do that?
See, maybe then he'll be on board.
Yeah, they could have a Chasing Amy. Yeah, which another great scene in Captain Marvel. And I saw the video where Kevin Smith actually got choked up. Stan Lee's actual his actual cameo in the movie is him rehearsing his line from Mallrats while reading a script on the bus. That says Mallrats on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Mr. D showed me Mallrats. I did not know that movie existed. And then we got together and he showed me that movie. It is so good. I did not know Ben Affleck was in it. And I'm just like, Ben Affleck, this big ass name. Him and Kevin Smith are like best friends. That's amazing.
Yep. Yep. And another funny point. I think it was I believe it was Chasing Amy, gave Jason Lee his start as a professional actor. He was a professional skateboarder prior to that. No acting experience whatsoever.
So crazy.
Kevin Smith threw him in a movie, and bang, there it is. He's Dave doing the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is, side note, that is another thing about Venom. So, like, apparently, as Mr. D told me and schooled me, because he's a nerdy-ass motherfucker who I love, he told me that, like,
Venom...
There's
the handy signal again.
He's on a fucking video game right now. He's not even paying attention to me. But he was saying that, like, Venom normally is in his suit all the time. Like, Venom is a very... Venom loves Venom. Like, Venom is Venom. And the only reason why he even keeps... what the fuck is his name? I only know the actor's name. Tom Hardy is the actor in Venom. But, like, the only reason why he keeps him around is because he's trying to live. And he's like, I have to have a host to stay alive. And, like, that's the only reason why I even care about you not dying. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why I keep you alive. But he was saying that, like, in that movie, it 100% is the reason... is Tom Hardy is the actor, and that's why he doesn't wear Venom suit very much, because women like to look at Tom Hardy.
So, I mean, you can't say no to Tom Hardy.
I mean, it's true, and that's why I'm kind of pissed off at the movie that his love interest was who it is. I don't even know her name, but I'm just like, are you serious? Like, he is so distraught over this woman. I'm like, Tom Hardy, you can do so much fucking better. That's the only unbelievable thing about all of this. Like, the symbiotes, yeah, that's really cool as hell. His love interest, that's not believable at all.
Boo. Boo the love interest. Boo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need a different woman.
So, that's hang on. I pulled up the movie cast since so I haven't seen it. Is it Michelle Williams?
I don't know. Let me Google this, because thank you, Google, for telling me everything.
Google is magical.
I mean,
yeah, it's Michelle Williams.
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at some of the other cast here, and yeah, she wouldn't be my one.
No! Like, okay, Tom Hardy is supposedly in love with Michelle Williams and, like, is so distraught and just, like, lost everything because of this woman. No,
I lost Michelle Williams. I can't move on.
I mean, right, shit, no. The chick, you know, Deadpool's chick. Holy fuck. 10 times better than Michelle Williams. Yeah.
Domino from Deadpool 2.
Right. There you go.
That makes so much sense, though. Like, Deadpool is, like, so sad about his woman. That makes sense, because she's a badass motherfucking chick.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
I think we've cut into new segment time pretty hard.
I know. Oh my
That's
god.
That's okay.
It's been long. Yes. This is a good podcast. It's long.
Yeah.
Right
it's
now.
It's got good content.
It does. For the most part. And you know what the best content is? Minus the ass. There's so much ass in this.
It's a recurring theme.
That's kind of what we do. But right now, it is time for a new segment, which is my new favorite. I love Dearest Abigail, Fourth Grade Whore, but this, I love this.
Fourth grade hooer.
She's a hooer.
Right now. Right now, it is time for Everything's Made Up and the Points Don't Matter. TRB V Tyler D. No, Tyler Daniels. I always feel so weird saying Tyler D because I'm Heather D. But
too many D's.
Oh, so much D. There's just so much D up in here.
Too much D too much A in this episode.
The D and the A. Oh my god, so much. So, this, number one, thank you everyone listening for all of your suggestions. I did not realize that we were going to get so many. This is fucking amazing. And we will continue doing this because this is so fun. Do you guys have your wit turned on right now?
I was turned on earlier when I was listening to the story about ass fucking. But I'm pretty cooled down right now, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Tyler has opened a window, but I am ready.
Now what's going to happen is that, yes, our contestants have seen these suggestions, but they do not know what suggestions I am going to bring up, because I am in control of all of this. This is
You have bad memories, so that helps too.
Yes, this is my time now. thank you. Okay. Thank you guys for all of your suggestions. I am going to pick one at random. Let's talk about Dylan at Dylan the Cashier on Twitter. My first one. Bizarre Kickstarter campaigns.
Bizarre Kickstarter campaign. Okay.
Okay, you guys go for it. I will award points. Not that they matter at all, because this is Whose Line. bizarre Kickstarter campaigns, guys.
All right. Hey, Tyler, you got a few minutes?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
So I kind of want to pitch this idea to you, but I don't know. I mean, I just don't see how I'm going to get the funding for this.
Oh, well, there's this thing called Kickstarter. It's a pretty cool thing. What are you thinking about pitching there, bud?
So what I was thinking about is, so like when people do podcasts, you know, sometimes they gotta take a leak, but like the conversation's really good. So it's kind of like a colostomy bag, but you know, it's not, because you know who wants a catheter up there, right? And so it's, you know, it's just this it kind of looks like a Gatorade bottle. It's this bladder, you know, and it's got the appropriate attachment, you know. And I was thinking about this too, like there can be like a funnel shaped thing for the ladies. Because you know, podcasting is not a binary thing.
Especially if you've been drinking vodka and Bang all day.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know who's actually going to buy it. You know, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have some research and development done. You know, there's going to have to be a lot of, you know, watching people piss. You know, I mean, any ideas? Help me out.
Well, I don't know. Usually I just go to the can and pee, but if I had to record and pee at the same time, I would get a bucket.
Fair point. But I mean, like, I can't, you know, I'm a novice. Let's say I'm a novice podcaster. I don't know how to mute my my microphone. I mean, who really wants to hear, you know, just this tinny sound that sounds like, you know, rain on the roof of a tool shed?
Some people find that pretty relaxing. You could go into the whole ASMR thing with just sounds of you pissing on random objects.
Oh, you know what? I think you got it right. Hold on. Let me see. Visitation hours for R. Kelly. oh well, shit. Yeah, looks like you can go in and talk to R. Kelly between 11 and 2. So yeah, I mean, depending on what he says, I think that the piss bucket might actually be a pretty good idea.
Oh God. Okay, guys, good job.
Wait, is it my turn?
How the fuck was that a good job? We ended up talking about pissing in a bucket.
Is it my turn? Can I go?
Yes. Number right after this. The reason why I think that is so funny is because I know for a fact that TRB has a peeing system during podcasts, and that's amazing. That's so funny.
All right. Now here's the thing, listener. When did it happen on this episode? Because right now,
if you could
pick, I'm looking at a 44-ounce cup from Wawa, 2/3 of the way full, still warm. Hint, hint. Mm-hmm. Yep, and I mean, just judging by the color, I'm going to need to be rehydrated tomorrow.
I'm going to need some water, because that shit is orange.
don't confuse it for Sunny D.
I gotta say, that's why you have to get rid of them immediately after the show, otherwise a kid comes in and goes, "Ooh, a melted slushy."
Right? Tyler, bizarre Kickstarter campaigns.
Hi, guys. Tyler D here. So, as you know, energy drinks are the big new craze. Everybody wants to stay up longer, get their job, get going in the morning, and have that good, high-energy feeling. And so, from the makers of Bang comes the newest version of Bang, Hard Bang. It's got twice as much Bang in Bang! It's like you're getting Bang twice in one can. And, to show that it's bigger, powerful, and most stronger, it comes in a big black can. twice the size, twice the caffeine. And for those of you who are looking for just something quick in the morning, Quick Bang. It's tiny. And as most people say who have tried it out, it's not the size of the bang, it's the motion of the motion of the ocean. And folks, for this, I will need $30,000 and a whole bunch of SEC brads. Thank you. Thank you very much. And give me your money, and I'll see you on Shark Tank. Kiss my ass.
All right, yeah, you win.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Heather would buy it just based on the twice as big and black.
All right, next topic. I'm ready.
Okay, 1 point for Tyler. Not that it matters, because none of this matters. Things you shouldn't say at a wedding. Also from Dylan, at Dylan the Cashier.
Tyler, you go first.
That waitress right there, she keeps bringing me beers. How many beers do you think I need to drink before she'll have sex with me?
Yeah, don't ever say that, guys.
Boy, neighbor's girl is growing up pretty quick. Yeah, I always did want to build that Neverland Ranch in the backyard.
No. Okay, Ranty gets that one. That's 1-1. Not that any of this matters. Okay, let's go to a Grendel's Conception at Penrose Ames. He is Dr. Penrose.
Shoot your shot.
Lies. Yes. Lies that you tell your children that you also use on certain adults.
Boy, you sure are smart.
I mean, yeah, definitely. You matter. That was such a good point. I can't believe you came up with that.
Boy, I'm sure somebody will pick that idea up and run with it.
Hey, if you make that face, it'll stay that way.
Title of your sex tape.
Your opinion matters.
Okay, yeah, Ranty wins that one. I mean, yeah. Things you'd say to a stripper that you'd also say to your wife. Also from Dr. Penrose.
Suck my dick.
Let's just be honest. I mean,
look, I'm a few beers in, she's sleeping. Might happen right after the show, you never know. And then she'd say no, because I know where it's been.
Hey, I'm sorry about the mess. What do I got to do to make you stop crying?
Yeah. No, honey. I checked her ID. She's 18.
So, do you want to do some drugs and get out of here?
Okay, yeah, because, like, you say that to your wife and you have kids at home. Okay, so I think we are at 2-2, maybe? I don't know. No one knows.
Numbers.
Brent. None of this matters. Brent, at the Schizoid, yes. On Twitter, wants to know what TRB and Tyler D would say, what not to say in the bedroom.
Wow, your sister's tits are much firmer.
Oh, God.
You know, honey, if you did some more cardio, we wouldn't have this fucking problem.
Okay, Tyler.
Boy, I really wish you would get that tooth fixed. I'm tired of these handies.
I like doggy style a lot. Just it feels good. No other reason.
No. There's no such thing as too tight.
Okay, I'm just.
I swear I haven't come in a while. That's why I came so fast.
10,000 points to both of you.
No, that is not. Yeah. That peanut butter jar hidden behind the bed is unrelated to me and the dog.
Oh, God.
That peanut butter jar is unrelated to me and the wife, pooches. I'm sorry. I don't want you to think I'm stepping out around you.
So your niece taught me this new position.
Hey, when does your sister's daughter turn 18? Just asking for the neighbor kid.
All right, just put on this wig and let me call you an Olsen twin.
Tonight, I'm a black guy.
Both of you, minus 10,000 points, guys, just for the peanut butter thing. retail musings. At musings in retail. What customer is thinking at checkout?
I bet he didn't even graduate high school.
You know, if he scans it twice and it doesn't ring, that means I get it for free. That's a rule. I read it on Facebook.
I am so going to call the manager because this is 25 cents off.
If I tell him, working hard or hardly working, he'll totally take that as a joke and we'll be friends.
Girl, I'm going to check my motherfucking banking app as soon as I leave out this bitch, because I know that motherfucker charged me 3 times when I swipe my card.
There is no way I can't haggle my way down to $5 for this $20 thing. I got this.
Damn, that girl in front of me has some huge fucking tits.
I mean, money's money, right? He won't mind if we count all these pennies out together.
Okay, Tyler, you get that one. But Ranty, you also get points because that was great.
The banking app or the tits?
The baking app.
Oh, come on. I mean,
and the tits.
Just because I had to hear you say tits.
Get tits.
Yeah, I see that girl's buying goodness. Condoms. Yeah. What's up?
if I say something really witty, she'll want to give me her number right here and now.
Man, I was ready to give that girl my phone number and see if she wanted to fuck tonight, but I just saw the cashier swipe that Vagisil.
Maybe if I buy enough Magnum condoms, she'll ask about my Magnum dong.
That's never worked, by the way.
What kind of queer buys O'Doul's?
What kind of queer reads comic books on their vacation trips?
Oh, that was dirty. That was dirty. Oh,
that was low.
Yeah, that ginger looks like he has no soul. I wonder if he's buying one.
Aw.
Because Tyler has red hair. Okay, one more, guys.
All right.
Things you want to tell home office but can't. From Kate M.
Oh.
At Acerba Femina.
Is home office like our management then?
The corporate headquarters.
Oh. Look, these people that come in and just bring change, they're assholes. I guarantee if you tell them to fuck off, they'll go somewhere else and we'll all be a lot happier.
Please stop accepting fucking checks.
You know, every time I take a shit, I just spend most of my time just looking at memes, and you have to pay me for it.
Yes.
I swear to fuck, if I open one more box of Christmas shit off this truck in the middle of April, I'm driving straight there and choking the buyer out.
I have union rights, so legally you can just go fuck yourself.
All right. Who the fuck drew up this planogram?
To you and your business meetings and knock the dick out of your mouth.
I mean, yeah.
Why in the fuck do we need a vice president of bathrooms?
Is your guys' bathroom really nicer than ours? I want to take a look. I also have today's paper.
why the fuck do you get to fly first class, but I only get paid 25 cents a mile when I have to drive to a meeting?
That one hurts because it's real.
Yeah, I know. All of them are, really.
Yeah.
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poop on your time.
That is, number one, my favorite meme I've ever seen of Elmo doing his little arm swing thing. Yep. That is the funniest thing.
Absolutely.
I love that so much.
It's so true.
Why do you get a bonus when we miss sales, but I don't?
I swear to God, if the Purge was real, I would shoot up this whole store, and then I'd walk out with everything not nailed down.
That got real. Real fast.
Wow.
Very fast.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Just because it was seen on TV doesn't mean it's going to sell in the real fucking world.
You realize we're a Target, so no one really gives a shit, because otherwise they have to go to Walmart, right?
I want $15 an hour. Now.
Who do I have to sexually harass to get a bonus and move somewhere else?
So if I die tomorrow, exactly how fast do you post my job?
Okay, yeah. That's it. That's the winner.
This got really depressing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was retail.
I did. I saw a spiraling. I heard that's a spiraling, true. And I'm that's just like, true. Okay.
Heather pulled the emergency chute. We're safe.
Good job, guys. That was good. That was fun.
Woo!
Thank you, everyone, for all of your suggestions. If we didn't use you, we will use you again, because this is now a thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, we're definitely I love seeing your guys'. Yeah, I love hearing your guys' brains turn. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Or mine just slowly creak open on the first one.
You guys just like it was great though, because like it went from funny to real to oh my god, this is real.
To I need a Xanax.
Right. That was good. Thank you everyone for your suggestions. Keep them coming.
Hex yes.
Well done. Well done. And
good job, guys. I think you both had like a million points. Or something.
Sweet.
The points don't matter.
They don't. Nothing matters.
What can I cash them in for? That's what I want to know.
You got 20 tickets and 300 points. That'll get you some plastic Dracula teeth, a box of nerds, and two army men.
Yes.
That's actually a pretty fair shake. I'll take it.
Yeah, it only costs you $50.
Yeah. In the arcade, in a thrown out shoulder from skee ball.
Yeah, and chicken pox, and the influenza A. Like, no problem.
Yeah. Do we wipe anything down? What kind of stupid question is that?
Lysol is not in the budget.
We just figured if enough kids licked everything at Chuck E. Cheese, the bacteria would kill themselves.
Right. The ball pit is where AIDS comes from.
That's that. All it is doing is strengthening your child's immune system. That's all it is. They're literally doing you a favor. You should pay them more money.
Yeah.
You know, kids in the 1800s died off by the dozens. We need to go back to those days.
Yeah, because everyone needs 15 fucking children.
Free labor. Free labor.
Come here. We need to fuck because I got a barn to build in about 10 months.
I mean,
old enough to crawl, old enough to do his goddamn chores.
Seriously, though, my daughter is 9 months old and she's crawling now. She's like a fucking Roomba. She picks up all of the crumbs on the floor and eats them, and they're gone. It's not my problem anymore.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that's the one plus.
The one thing I will say, you mentioned a Roomba. So I went to my local Lowe's recently, and there is now a Roomba for cutting your grass.
Oh, my God.
There's only one thing. You leave it out in the yard. Why in the fuck wouldn't I just drive by and steal your yard Roomba?
Yeah.
Why would you make the plan to like, hey, tonight we're all going to get together, we're going to steal a yard Roomba. And it's like, you know, we can just spend that time mowing our lawn. No, we got to plan this out. We gotta get some binoculars. We gotta figure out when they're not at the house. We gotta do all this stuff. Or we could just mow our lawn and drink beer. Yes. Fuck.
Yeah, I'd,
such a dad thing.
I'd just sit back and drink beer and watch a robot do it. No,
I mean,
sunburn.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I just, I literally looked at the thing and I'm like, yeah, that's stupid. They probably sold 200 of them already.
At least.
Dumb. But we have arrived at the end of the show, this episode of Let's Drink Vodka and Bang.
Black bang. bigger, longer, harder. Black bang.
Then you just get like the 1 liter size and call it the Big Bang.
If it's 1 liter, it's the last bang.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's the going out with a bang.
There you
it's
go.
You're gonna fucking die.
Yeah. It's the warning on the size just says this will cause death.
Yeah, Heather, please be careful. At this point, you're making your own Four Loko.
I'm not dead yet. My heart is racing, but I am not dead yet. Thankfully, the vodka slows my heart down while the bang increases it, so I'm at a normal, stable heart rhythm right now.
You're going to black out and run a marathon.
I know, thank God, because I'm
going to wake up and you're going to be like, what? What's this? And I'll be like, oh, I ran the Iowa like marathon, and I apparently got like third place, but I lost to some fucking Kenyans.
I mean, true, because no one can beat them, because those motherfuckers know what they're doing. They are built for running.
Know what they're doing. What else do they have to do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've never seen a tourism brochure for Kenya.
Kenya!
Like, I think they named the country, so they go, oh, yes, I'm from Kenya, so Kenya, get me the fuck out of here?
I will come to your country and I will run in all your marathons.
I mean, number one. Number one, I salute Usain Bolt because that is the fastest motherfucker alive.
Is he Jamaican, like, though?
I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe.
Hey,
I don't know.
Back to the dudes. Don't see race. We are all one. So
yes. We are people. Yes. People are people. And
Usain,
that is the most.
Usain St. Leo Bolt is a Jamaican retired sprinter.
Okay. So fucking fast, though.
Yeah.
I cannot even run down the block without getting winded. And I'm just like, God damn, I need a cigarette right now.
Yeah.
I could run so much faster if I was chain-smoking Newports.
Yeah.
Well, look, all I'm going to say is if you do have to chase a child down the block, just be responsible with your banging, okay?
Right, I will. I will.
Make sure there's no one watching you do it.
Because, yeah, people have literally told me I run like a goof. Like, thanks. Thanks.
Good looking out.
Hey, yeah. That just means you're a child at heart. You love tents. You love running like a 13-year-old in gym class. You are just living the life.
Of course.
I'm living this my best life, one duck run at a time.
That sounds exactly like me.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
After the years, nail it.
Mm-hmm. This has been such a fun episode.
It really has.
Do we get to use my Eagles Artist of the Week?
Absolutely. The song is Possessed.
Yes.
I like
it's so fucking good.
It is.
It is not Hotel California Eagles. They totally ripped off the name. Don't give a shit, though, because fucking good.
Yep.
Hey, if the music's good, that's all that matters.
Yep.
Yes.
E-A-G-U-L-L-S.
Yeah, it's Eagles, like seagulls without the S.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
They know what they're doing.
Well, that's right. We're at the end. It's time to wrap it up. We're going to throw out the twits, unless Tyler's got something.
Shout out to my buddy, Syndic. Sorry I said queer and gay a bunch. You are my friend. One love, peace, homie, all that stuff. Fuck Chick-fil-A, even though they're delicious. I'm going to Raisin Cane's.
Wow, I didn't realize you guys even had Chick-fil-A out there.
We do, but they did something where they were given a bunch of money to anti-LGBT stuff, and I'm like, well,
yeah.
Fuck you guys. I'll just go to Raisin Cane's, and my fat ass will be fine.
Yeah, give it to a fucking food shelter, you know? Or
yeah,
a food bank, like the food is seeking shelter. What the fuck? God damn you, Corona.
I'm just mad I can't enjoy, like, delicious-ass chicken. without being like, man, I'm helping people be fucking dickbags. And not the usual dickbags.
You can help out an Iowa farmer and just buy chicken and cook it yourself, because that's what we do here in Iowa, is we make food to feed the country.
If it hasn't floated away.
True. You're welcome.
Those chickens are on that iceberg. Go get them.
It's a free-for-all fucking here. Yeah, that's what's going on.
And if you want to see videos of chickens on icebergs being rescued, follow Tyler Daniels at Drunk on Comedy.
I occasionally do stuff.
If you want to see adorable-ass children, follow my amazing co-host at I Before E, Sept After C.
Thank you.
And if you want to follow a confessing perv, I guess, I don't know.
Aren't we all confessing pervs at this point?
Yeah, pretty much.
This entire episode has been like, these three people definitely going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my code name used to be Overlord, but it's now Intruder. at the Ranty Bastard. And our shows, of course, are hosted on Anchor FM. We appreciate everybody that listens and downloads and checks it out. It's on the iTunes as well. Just search for Ranty Studios or Welcome to Rantyville. You'll find it either way. And, I think it's time to close out the show with Possessed by the EAGULLS, which kind of fucks me up because being an Eagles fan, we spell it out after a touchdown. So now I'm going to be like, EAGULLS. Fuck! But we scored, yeah! We're going to close that out with a song from them, but it is necessary, like every episode, for Heather to convey a very special message to a very special lady in your life.
Is your mom an ass man? Tell her I said hi.
That caught me off guard.